T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time a little after 5, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. And by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at mynycb.com. Manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
You get to come home now. That's nice. See the Angels, see the Astros, teams that you did a good job against during that 13 games, but first kind of clean up some things after a couple of tough nights in Texas. Funny, even with that team down, Texas has always been a tough place for the Yankees. It's amazing. It just is. Texas always seems to play well against the Yankees in Texas.
Yeah, and they played well against us. I mean, some guys that, you know, they're given opportunities, some younger players that are getting chances, you know, got some big hits against us. It started to really heat up down there, and when it's hot, that ball kind of really flies. And, yeah, we just had a tough time trying to close it out last night, and they caught us. So it was a opportunity to win another series, and it was just one of those nights where it got away from us.
Absolutely, but I mean, it's been a good run, so it happens, no question there. Not a big deal, but a couple things. Guys, comings and goings. Number one, Bird. Are we going to see Bird at the stadium this weekend?
Yeah, the plan right now is for Bird to likely be activated Saturday.
Okay.
And, you know, that's obviously something we're still working through, but right now I would expect that, assuming everything goes according to plan the next couple of days, that he would be ready to go for us on Saturday.
Unfortunately for you, and this is the tough part, somebody who probably doesn't deserve to go has to go. I mean, that's the tough part, too. You know, the guys who have contributed.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a very difficult decision facing us that we're still kind of working through, but you're right. I mean, because everyone, frankly, on this team has contributed in a profound way. And, you know, so we do have a very difficult and perhaps not a fun decision ahead of us this weekend.
No question. But that's what happens with good teams and deep rosters. And you have one of those, no question about it. As far as your bullpen and guys like Canely, now Canely's close, I gather, too, right? He's pretty close to coming back.
Canely should be activated tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's Warren? Where's he at?
Warren is still probably a couple weeks out. He's about ready to start an actual rehab assignment. He's been throwing off the mound. I think he threw in a sim game, I believe, yesterday, or an inter-squad game down in Tampa. So he's moving along, and we'll just kind of want to build him up a little bit, make sure he's built up from a pitch and inning standpoint. Assuming everything goes well, probably within the next 10 days, couple weeks for Adam.
I shouldn't even ask about Sanchez because we all know Romine's the better hitter anyway, since we've watched how Romine's hit lately. So, Romine, listen, the way he plays defense is sticking like this. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people calling about him, that's for sure. But Sanchez is okay?
Sanchez is okay, yeah. We just held him out yesterday, kind of precautionary, cramped up. You know, might have been one of our first games in some real heat and stuff, and just cramped up a little bit, but he actually really wanted to play yesterday, and we just decided with the off day today, best to hold him out, and he did get in there as a pinch hitter late, but yeah, he should be good to go Friday.
In all seriousness, Romine has been swinging the bat well, no question. He's
been terrific.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely terrific. You know, it's one of the things, because we really felt like, you know, there was more in there offensively from an ability standpoint, and we really put that on his plate this spring to, you know, to challenge him to take it upon himself to trust that he can be a lot better, to work at it, and he has, and he's been a major contributor for us. And we feel like the more he can contribute from an offensive standpoint, it allows us to rest Gary. It allows us to pick spots where we can DH Gary, and that gets Romine into the game. So we feel like Romine contributing offensively not only helps us as a team and gives him more opportunities, but it helps us rest and protect and keep Gary fresh for the second half of the season and hopefully what we think is a run in October.
No question. And it's funny, I always thought Civelli would hit, and Civelli's become a good hitter over there with the Pirates.
Yeah.
He's having a really good year. So Romine's a better receiver, but he's become a good hitter. And then Romine, who knows, maybe he'd be a little better hitter himself. I'm sure you didn't mind seeing Didi hit a home run, right?
No, Didi, last couple of days, we feel like the swings have been a little better. He hasn't gotten a ton of results yet, but he's starting to throw some hits out there. Obviously, a big homer to get things going yesterday. So we feel like he's getting a lot closer to getting back to more where he was in April.
I'll ask this. I don't know I'll be the first, but I definitely won't be the last to ask about any internal discussions about Torres's place in the batting order.
I flirted with it a little bit yesterday, frankly, of moving him up. So yeah, there are those internal discussions.
No one's worried about too much too soon for him or putting any pressure on him. You guys aren't. I wouldn't either, but you're not worried about that considering what he's been able to do here.
Not at all.
Okay.
I feel like this kid's equipped to handle so much.
Right.
The only thing I've kind of decided to keep him down so far is to just not really mess with a really good thing. I mean,
right,
we're scoring runs. He's been so dynamic down there. And the way our lineup sets up with Gardner, Judge, you know, Stanton or Didi, the top of the order, it's really nice to have a guy that's an impact guy in that nine hole because it creates traffic for some of our big guys as it comes back around.
Again, it does, after the first time around, it does for he's there for Judge anyway, as an example. So, I mean, no question about it. But, you know, you do think of him. I mean, in the future, I don't know if he's going to be a one-hitter or a two-hitter. I can see he and Judge batting side-by-side for a long time, though, you know, the way things look, you know?
Yeah, there's no question it looks like he has that kind of skill set. And eventually there might be a time where we do flirt do go ahead and pull the trigger and move him up. But right now, the way our lineup has kind of been set up and just how good he's been in that spot, I'm not going to rock that for now.
And he sees, you know, he's discerning enough. He takes enough pitches.
Yeah.
You know, some guys don't. He does. He has some discipline, and he does take pitches, and he works a count.
He really does. And I think, you know, the kind of the mechanics of his swing allow him to, you know, we talk all the time about being on the hunt up there, but also being able to shut down. So when guys are aggressively looking to do damage, but the ability to lay off a tough pitch, and it's their mechanics that allow him to do that. And Glaber does that extremely well. He's smart. He takes it. He really gets into the game plan and how we're going to attack that pitcher. And his approach has been really, really strong.
All right, you now have to deal with him and some of the stuff that's gone on, went on with Judge, went on with Sanchez. He is a precocious talent. He is now becoming a star. He is going to get a lot of attention. Does anything in his makeup, anything you have to deal with, does anything concern you about his ability to handle everything that will be on his plate?
Not at all. And I think that's one of the things our organization has done so well in identifying players, you know, drafting, developing, trading for players that not only can really play, but that are really good from a makeup standpoint. And I think we do a really good job of, you know, investing in these guys and kind of bringing these guys kind of up through our organization, you know, with the intent that they're going to play in this market and what it is to play in this market, what it is to be a great teammate. And I would say with all our young guys, you know, Andujar and Gleyber Torres, these guys are really, really good makeup and character guys. And, you know, I had a conversation yesterday with Gleyber, you know, just about, you know, how important it is that, you know, he is now becomes one of those guys that's, we want to be a fixture in our clubhouse. We want to be a tone setter for our culture. And I absolutely believe he has the makeup through the good times and the bad times to be a special character guy in our room.
Tell us the stuff we haven't seen yet with this kid. I mean, we've seen him. He's personable. He smiles a lot, which you like to see and stuff like that. He handles his success so far. We've seen well. We've seen him after games, even with an interview. He's done that well. From a standpoint of the stuff that you have to deal with and we don't see, is he a very outgoing kid? Is he? What kind of kid is he?
He is. There's definitely a humility about him, and you get that being around him. But he's brings a lot of life to the room as well too. Like he fits very well in the room. He's outgoing and personable and funny. But there's also a humility and an underlying kind of work ethic to him. The way he goes about his work, the way he prepares every day, not only with you know, his at-bats and getting ready for the opposing pitcher, but the way he works defensively and the work he puts in with Carlos Mendoza, our infield coach, he really comes out prepared, and it's shown up in what, you know, this is a guy that's played shortstop most of his minor league career, and he's been, frankly, an elite second baseman for us. He has been a great defender on a nightly basis for us, and I think it's a tribute to how he prepares, how he works, and just kind of how mature he is for such a young guy.
One guy who was in the organization told me that this was one of the best prospects he had ever seen in the minor leagues. One of the best he'd ever seen. And that's a heck of a thing to say, especially around the Yankees.
Yeah, it's high praise, and you know, good for Glaber. So far, he's more than delivered on that.
No question. He's been sensational. We're talking with Aaron Boone. I was thinking about this. This was last week, Aaron, and I can't remember which game it was, but you guys were getting a terrible beating from the home plate umpire. You were home, and it was like they showed put the camera on you, and you were like, that's five balls, and it was like, you know, 3-2. And I was thinking, you go from being a player, you go to the booth, and then you go and become a manager, and the manager of the Yankees. We all know how it works and what they will take and not take and the pecking order and everything else. Do you have to have your baptism under fire as a new manager with the umpires, or do you think because you're a guy who was a player and a prominent player, prominent family, the whole thing, you get a little more slack than a rookie manager would get?
You know, I don't know. I think every case, Mike, is a little different. You know, every umpire is obviously a little bit different. You know, their rope's going to be a little bit longer. There's more you can say to some people. I think there's a way to try and say things to where you're trying to be firm and you're trying to get across that, you know, you're not necessarily happy with something, but also, you know, not that you're just trying to get booted out of a game or anything like that. But I think there's ways to go about it to where, and that's probably, I think part of the art form of I guess bench jockeying or being a manager. And I think, you know, experience teaches you that. You know, I think experience as a player in the game, you understand the yin and yang of that or the flow of that. And now I'm trying to learn that also, you know, in the early days here as managers, what's the right way to go about things? What's the, you know, and kind of the art of it all, I guess you'd say.
No question. And I was also wondering this, as a player, did you have an umpire that you didn't have the best relationship with? And if you did, have you crossed paths with him as the manager?
You know what? I had a couple that I thought weren't great. And when I crossed paths with them, they've been really, really good.
They have. You know? Okay. So they have no grudges. They don't hold grudges.
You know what? I think I had a really good relationship with umpires. I had my share of, you know, I was a little fiery, I guess.
And everybody's got the one guy they just don't get along with. I mean, it happens, right? You know?
Right. I didn't really have that guy I didn't get along. I had some guys that I had some run-ins with where I got, you know, pretty outlandish and pretty, you know, abusive with, I guess, with my language or whatever, and got tossed out of a handful of games as a player. But, none to where there's been a grudge that's been carried either way, I don't think.
Interesting, because, you know, that you know they're human, you know, because, you know, listen, we know that there's, you know, I've had umpires tell me that guy's the talking about a certain manager, he's the biggest jerk in the world. I'll get him every time I can get him. So, like, they're human, too. I mean, that's just the way
Absolutely.
It works. You know,
Absolutely.
So I wonder about that since, you know, as a player making that transition, you know, so you haven't seen a lot of that yet so far, huh?
I don't feel like either way there's been grudge carry. I try not to ever, you know, take things personally either way. Like, there's things that happen in the heat of the moment, but I feel like I'm pretty good at turning the page from those, and once it's done, it's done.
Talking with Aaron Boone, okay, historically, the first time you're supposed to take your look at your baseball team is Memorial Day weekend. We've reached that point, the first time you take a deep breath and look at the baseball season. Your team is obviously in very good shape record-wise, in a very good race with the Red Sox. What would you say about your team as you hit the first measuring point of this 2018 season?
Yeah, look, I say we've put ourselves in a really good position, obviously with a ton of games to play and a long way to go. But the thing I guess I'm most pleased with or most proud of with our guys is, you know, we've had to deal with our share of storms early in the season. We've dealt with some adversity here and there, especially the first couple of weeks of the season. And these guys have kind of showed their true colors and their character. Like, these guys don't flinch. They come and prepare every day, are focused on the task, and I think they really believe in their talent. They believe in each other's talent. And I think that's allowed them to really just kind of hyper-focus on the day and really go out and enjoy playing the game, but not get too caught up in the you know, the result of that night and having it necessarily carry over the next day. I think that's the thing I'm most pleased about with these guys is, from a makeup standpoint, they're equipped to handle a challenging season, and that has me the most excited.
You know, people always want to compare teams, and everyone's trying early to compare us to the 98 team, which is crazy because it's too early and they're very different teams. But here's the one thing I'll say. Yankees had teams in that era that were just so long in the lineup that they just wore people down, and it was like murder to get through nine innings. That's how this team is. This team, the length of that lineup, especially with what you have at the bottom of that lineup right now, makes it such a tough thing to go through that lineup for nine innings. It just wears people out.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that's the focus that, you know, Marcus and PJ are hitting guys and really do a good job, along with our players, kind of understanding that that's what we do really well and having a game plan each and every night. And there's nights when, you know, a pitcher may be having his way with us for four or five innings, but more often than not, we've driven the pitch count up. We've made it difficult, even when that pitcher's rolling. And eventually, more often than not, we've been able to kind of break that dam and get some guys on and get that big hit or get the big homer or whatever that's kind of now got it rolling offensively, and I absolutely agree. I think our biggest strength is the length of our lineup and those guys' ability to really make pitchers work really hard for everything they get against them.
And on the nights when you get in the soft underbelly, watch out. I mean, that's, you know, then it gets ugly. Those last three innings get a lot of long balls in those last three innings. You know, that they really are.
Yeah, and that's the result of the early innings where you're just kind of trying to body blow and make it hard and hopefully hang around enough to where you start netting yourself some mistakes, and our guys can put a hurting on some mistakes.
Well, listen, good homestand coming up. Angels holiday weekend, obviously Astros Monday, and before you know it, the Mets will be up, and that'll be a whole new thing to deal with because it's still interesting when the two teams play, and it does get a lot of attention, so that'll be fun too, as you know. So that'll be fun dealing with that as a manager for the first time. That's right around the corner before you know it.
Yeah, definitely excited for that. Excited to be back home right now as it's starting to get some warm weather and starting to look a little more like summer out. So hopefully we'll get off on a good note tomorrow night in this homestand.
Thanks very much, Aaron. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
And Aaron Boone, the manager, obviously day off today, and then the Angels in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.